Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The DH, Chris James. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eric King. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Kittle moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez bunts towards first. Jacoby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Kittle moves to third. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of James. Carcoviche reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Firmin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Skinner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Karkoviche fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Karkoviche. Brookins scores. Firmin moves to third. Skinner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Firmin scores. Skinner moves to third. 1 out. It's 2-1, Indians. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher who is chasing the ball. James reaches third base with a triple. Skinner scores. Webster goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Firmin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Calderon. Brown reaches second base with a double. Skinner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 2 in the game. Maldonado hits a line drive into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fermin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. King fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Corey Snyder pinch hits for Deion James. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maldonado is 0-for-3 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-0. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maldonado moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Candy Maldonado now playing left field. Corey Snyder now playing right field. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 3 in the game. Sosa is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Patterson now pitching. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fermin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner bunts towards the mound. Patterson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Patterson, and towards Guillen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to second. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Webster hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Skinner scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Calderon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Rodney McRae pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians 6, and Chicago White Sox 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.